98.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best in RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Good morning and welcome back for another great week at RBE. I'm Aida and I'll be your anchor for this week. On this week's show, Kala talks with Miss Corley about our amazing etiquette dinner. Miss Childs drops by to share about some upcoming events you could get involved with to raise money for Relay for Life. Kala caught up with our friends from Michelin and the director of the Columbia City Ballet to discuss their recent visit to RBE. And Kala returns to share another 7 Habits tip. So sit back and relax as you jam with the best at RBES. Your mom or dad say, "Mind your manners," you probably just roll your eyes and ignore them. However, minding your manners can take you a long way in life. Miss Corley organized this amazing event every year that helps kids in 4th and 5th grade learn how to mind their manners at the dinner table.
Last year's etiquette dinner was so fun, informal, and awesome. Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm here to talk with Miss Corley about how this year's etiquette dinner went. Welcome to the show. What day was the etiquette dinner this year?
The etiquette dinner was held on March the 10th, which was a Thursday evening.
Last year's theme was Mardi Gras, so what was this year's theme?
This year, it was Hollywood.
Around how many people were there?
We had 72 students that attended the dinner. We had 12 ROTC from the high school that was there, about 20 staff members, and about 26 parents that showed up to work.
What inspired you to do the etiquette dinner?
Several years ago, well, about almost 30 years ago, I was doing a group of Girl Scouts, and we were taking them to a dinner, and one of them was so upset because she wasn't sure what to do. So the guidance counselor at that time, Ms. Mathis, and I decided, let's start a program here to educate students on what to do at a fancy restaurant. And that's where we started.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners who would like to be in the etiquette dinner?
We encourage everybody to take part. This is a life skill. Everyone needs to know about great table manners and what to do when you do it and how to do it. And we'll continue doing it as long as I'm able to do it.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Roadrunners, if you are a rising 5th or 4th grader next year, you should do the etiquette dinner. Have a great day.
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and do community service.
I like Make Your Mark because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about Make Your Mark? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitnall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org. Such a cool event and beautiful evening. Thank you, Ms. Corley, and all those who volunteer to make this night so special for all of us. Another special thing organized here at RBE is the Relay for Life fundraiser. Relay for Life helps raise money for cancer research. Kala talked with Ms. Childs about ways we can get involved in such a worthy cause.
Hi, I'm Kala, and I'm here with Ms. Childs to talk about the Relay for Life fundraising coupon book. Let's talk to Ms. Childs to hear more. Can you tell us a little more about the Relay for Life fundraiser?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. We have a really great opportunity to raise some funds to help Relay for Life, which is giving funds to cancer research. And Relay for Life also provides housing for patients who are in treatment. And it's just a really great cause, a way for us to synergize and come together to help others in need.
Whose idea was it for the Relay for Life fundraiser?
Well, I think Ms. Cox and I first thought about what were some different ways that we could raise some funds in a pretty quick way. We do things like the pajama day already, and we do some things. I don't know if you've ever noticed on Wednesdays that a lot of teachers get to wear jeans as long as they have on their Relay for Life shirt. Well, they've paid to do that. So one of the ways that we thought we could raise some additional money was to sell these coupon books. So that's how we came together to decide on that.
Have you earned any money yet?
I know that we've had a few kids return some of the coupon books with some orders already in, but we haven't started counting the money. We'll do that once the sale ends, which is on March 18th. So maybe you can come back and we can give you an update on how much we were able to make.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Absolutely. The coupon book is $20. And for every 5 books you sell, then you get to get one free. So that would make a great way to have a gift that you could give away to someone else. And the coupon book has over $5,000 in savings. And it's not just on food or at restaurants, but there are things like being able to go to Six Flags in Atlanta. You could do that and save $15 off of admission. So that's almost paying for the book right there. And there are buy one, get one free offers. There are things to coupons for the movies, just all kinds of different opportunities for savings. And another thing, too, that you could let your parents know about is that the coupons, you don't have to come just from the book, but there are also online coupons that they can print off and or access on their smartphones.
Wow, that sounds great. You should work hard to earn some money for Relay for Life.
Ring.
What sounds good for lunch?
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
Because you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't
we will all do as much as we can to help this important cause. Sticking with the theme of great things going all around RBE, how about the ballet that came to RBE? The Columbia City Ballet performed a beautiful version of Peter Pan, and Calla talked with the director.
Hi, this is Calla, and every year the Columbia City Ballet comes to Red Bank Elementary School, thanks to Michelin. This year they are performing Peter Pan. I'm here with Mr. Starrett from the Columbia City Ballet. What a show. Thank you for coming. What is your favorite thing about the Columbia City Ballet?
Well, one of my favorite things about the Columbia City Ballet is that we are the largest performing arts organization in the state of South Carolina, and we get to bring the magic of dance throughout the state and even into Florida and Georgia. What my goal in life is to make everyone love ballet and dance as much as I do.
Do you teach the ballets that they do?
Yes, I'm the principal choreographer. I also have two dancing schools, so I teach dancing to young people starting at 2.5 years old through your teenage years. I'm also hire professional dancers from all across the United States and the world, and I set most of the choreography. So the world premiere of Peter Pan that's coming up right now, I created that ballet, and I made up all the steps as the choreographer.
How long does it take to get ready?
I've been working on creating Peter Pan for over a year.
What advice do you have for kids who want to become a dancer?
The advice I have for students who want to become dancers is to ask their parents and to take dance in an after-school program. And another important aspect would be to practice being flexible, a balance of being flexible and strong. But I encourage you, if you love to move and to dance and you have rhythm, that you should try to get formal training as young as possible.
Thank you for being on the show.
Everyone coming to the full-length performance of Peter Pan at the Coger Center on March 18th and 19th.
Come on, little doggy, sit, sit.
Aw.
Sit, sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right, it is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little doggy starting at $1.29. And don't forget, half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you Sonic.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away.
The ballet so much. I'm so thankful we have the opportunity to express so many diverse events at RBE. One of the biggest compliments we received at the student body was how well we followed the Seven Habits. While the performance was going on, Calla returns to discuss another tip for the week.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Calla.
Today we are going to be talking about
how to begin with the end in mind.
One way to begin with the end in mind is to have a plan for the day.
Yeah, you should begin with the end in mind
every day or every week.
My plan for this week is first I do my homework, then I do my chores, then I play with my sister.
My plan for every school day is I do homework, then I do stuff with my friends.
Roadrunners, you should
begin with the end in mind.
A lot.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Color me gone. I'm heading to the Waffle House, who are proud supporters of RBE. Waffle House is yum, yum, good.
Well, Roadrunners, I hate to say it, but it's the end of the show. Keep following the 7 habits and learning, leading, learning, and loving. Also, don't forget to come back next week as you jam with the best at RBES. See ya!